Australian economist Sean Turnell remains in legal limbo in Myanmar 4 months after he was first detained in a widespread crackdown on supporters of Aung San Suu Kyi. Professor Turnell, who was an economic advisor to the Burmese leader, faces charges under the country's official secrets law, which could see him jailed for up to 14 years. Sean Turnell wasn't present at a court hearing yesterday and hasn't been seen in public since he was detained. Janelle Staffan is the member for Lismore in the New South Wales Parliament and a close friend of Sean Turnell's. Pardon me, Janelle Staffan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Fran.
Sean Turnell hasn't been cited for months. He's under house arrest. He's also been held in the notorious Insein prison. Do you have any information, any updates on his condition?
Look, Sean's healthy and being treated well, albeit being arbitrarily detained. But, you know, he is being treated well in sort of contrast to lots of other Burmese who are not treated so well.
And how do you know he's being treated well, Janelle? Is he in contact with friends or family?
Look, there has been some contact, obviously, with family, and that's a good thing. And also, you know, our Department of Foreign Affairs and, you know, through the minister, they make sure that they maintain some contact. So that's all good.
The Aung San Suu Kyi's chief lawyer said this week publicly it would be much better, quote, if the Australian government took more interest in Sean's case, which is, you know, quite a public rebuke. Should the Australian government be pushing harder for Professor Turnell's release, or are you aware that there is a lot going on behind the scenes?
Look, the Australian government has been really active and they're aware of a situation that's quite delicate, which I'm well aware of, knowing Myanmar as I do. And they just don't trumpet everything they do. And I know the lawyers there, they expect to hear us, you know, daily in the media or speaking out. And sometimes that's just not the best way to handle these situations.
No.
No, not at all.
As it's hard to know the best way always in these situations, but as you say, you're a keen observer of Myanmar over a long time. What do you think the military junta's motivations are in relation to Sean Turnell? Why pick him up? Why charge him with this national official secrets charges? And why keep him for so long, given the pressure that you say is there from Australia? We know, for instance, that Vice Admiral David Johnson has been speaking to the Vice Senior General in the Myanmar military, you know, urging, pleading the case of Sean Turnell.
Look, you know, that's clear he has. And obviously, Aung San Suu Kyi is the person that General Min Aung Hlaing wants. He wants to make sure that she's detained, that she's jailed, that she can't run for another election, that she's out of the way. So, you know, from General Min Aung Hlaing, the Commander-in-Chief, it revolves around him wanting to make sure that she's out of the picture. And yes, it is too long, and yes, it would be ideal if it was finished now and Sean was, you know, sent home and deported, but legal processes, all being corrupted legal processes, take time.
To what extent do you think the political fate of Aung San Suu Kyi will influence the outcome in Sean Turnell's case?
Look, it's clear that, you know, there's a connection. Sean was an economic advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi, to the government, has been to governments for a long time. So, you know, he's clearly someone who wanted to help Myanmar. And he, like Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said last week on The Insiders, that, you know, the government believes he's arbitrarily detained. And as I do, as someone who knows Burmese law,
There are reports that if his case is transferred to the capital, Naypyidaw, the case would be more complex. It would be described as a more complex trial, and that could stretch for at least a year. How likely do you think is that? And what's the sort of, I mean, that's pretty negative news for Sean Turnell.
Look, the court follows the charge in the sense, and the charge under the official, you know, Burma Official Secrets Act is one that would be heard in a higher court. So I don't see any complexity in that. And I did read those comments with the lawyer speculating. But, you know, it's like glazing through the crystal ball, how long it will take. Look how long cases take here. Yes, it should be hurried up. Yes, he should be deported. He's done nothing wrong. We all know that. Mm. But he's caught in this political situation, the political crisis, the coup.
Janelle, just even talking to you, it's clear you're not surprised in a way that this has gone on so long. I mean, I'm sure you were surprised and dismayed that Sean was apprehended 5 days after the coup. But do you have any insider advice or hope that Australia could take action which would have some impact? Australia's decided not to impose at this stage further sanctions on the military, even though some other nations have. Is there anything that you think the Australian government should do or can do to leverage, to put more pressure on the military?
Well, look, the fact that we have, you know, haven't imposed those sanctions, I know that was seen with some degree of, happiness, joy in the capital, in Naypyidaw, in the upper echelons of the State Administration Council. And that does give us some leverage, and we need to play that to the hilt.
And as a friend of Sean's and as a Myanmar watcher, were you concerned? Obviously, you were concerned when the coup occurred. But at that point, did you have any concerns for Sean's safety? Did you speak to him during that time to suggest he should leave, or did you think that was not a problem?
We did talk. We always maintain contact because I also worked there and worked in the parliament. So, you know, we often had contact. And, I was concerned that week because people often think that the military will act predictably. So, you know, yes, they do sometimes, but they're also unpredictable. But to seize an economics advisor when General Min Aung Hlaing says he wants to promote investment and business as usual, it's really out of step, you know. And I have communicated that, you know, if you want business, how can you have business when you detain economics advisor? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well,
part of it doesn't make sense.
Is the answer to that that Myanmar, we're almost out of time, that Myanmar looks to other business partners, aka in Beijing?
Oh, well, they do, and Russia, and just strengthen their military ties with Russia. So that's clear that they do that. But, you know, they don't want to be a pariah as much as people think they don't care. They do care, and we have to be very mindful of that.
Okay. Janelle, thank you very much for joining us, and let's hope that there's better news for Sean Turnell soon.
Yes, and we'll keep working on it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Fran.
Good on you. Janelle Saffin is the member for Lismore in the New South Wales State Parliament.